Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Sibheke namhlanje ke bangcwele sibuyele emuva nge-8 zika June 2025 lapho besikhumbula ilanga lePentecost. And siyazi ukuthi iPentecost is a 50 days after I Passover. And leyo Pentecost ukuthi Pentecost, Pente, the term Pente ishukuthi 50. Now it was set aside as a holiday in South Africa a few years ago. Kodwa manje ku government omusha yagcina ingasaba ngai holiday. So abantu abakhulayo namhlanje sometimes angeke bayikhumbule ngani ngoba ayisekho emakhalendeni. Manje ke ekuseni kwanamhlanje sithanda ukuthi leyo Pentecost iselebratewa every year ama Christian iselebratewa na Jewish religion. Sikhumbula amaJuda ke bona bakhumbula uma uNkulunkulu ebakhiphe eGibhitha after 50 days mabefika eMount Sinai kula uNkulunkulu wabanikeza khona the law, the Torah. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyakhumbula ukuthi thina sithi Passover ngesikhathi sePhasika bona bathi Pasach. Manje uma sibheka ke bekhuluma ngePentecost thina sithi Pentecost bona bathi Shavuot. So masi celebrate abangcwele si celebrate ngelanga elifanayo kodwa lisezini likaNkuluNkulu ilanga elibaluleke kakhulu elihambelana nesethembiso sikaNkulu sika Jesu Kristo ethembisa ibandla ngayo lento kanti noNkulunkulu wathembisa ngalo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sivule izwi lethu lapha kuncwadi yezenzo Acts chapter 1 and we are going to read lapho ku Acts chapter 1 sizofunda from uverse 12 siye ku 15. Lana uma siyithola lapha kuzenzo chapter 1 kuverse 12 kuya kuflento sithola ukuthi ibhaleka kanje bangcwele sizoyica ithi then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives a Sabbath day walk from the city. When they arrived they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James and Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Manje siyabona la bangcwele liyasho izwi likaNkuluNkulu la ukuthi bathi mabekhuphukela phezulu bayohlala belindele isethembiso lapha kuverse 15 wakhona siyamthola lithi leli lizwi. In those days, Peter stood up and a group numbering about 120, meaning that bangcwele there were about 120 of them. Ababelindile belinde ku upper room. Belindele the day of Pentecost. And okumnandi siyafunda ukuthi nabomama lapho bebekhona. Manje esikhathini esiningi siyayisikhohlwa ukuthi kokhona bomama ngempela ababehamba noJesu ngoba esikhathini esiningi siyayisibale nje uMary ngoba liyashizwa kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi noMary umama kaJesu bekhona kanti nalo omunye owageza uJesu Kristo izinyawo naye wayekhona. But at the same time kwincwadi kaLuke chapter 8 siyathola ukuthi izwi kaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uJesu kokhona abomama ababehamba noJesu nabafundi bakhe kwiministry. Siyabathola bangcwele lapha kwincwadi kaLuke kuchapter 8 sifunde from verse 1 lithi after this Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him and also some women who has been cured of evil spirits and diseases, Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been cast out. Then go verse 3, iti, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna and many others, these women were helping to support them all their own means. Manje siyabona ukuthi babe khona omama kuze kukhona noJoana elithi izikaNkuluNkulu umyeni wakhe wayimanager lapha endlini kaHerod. And manje laba bantu baphenduka and sebelithatha ivangeli nabo babeseva bengomama behamba nabafundi bakaJesu. Manje lithi izwi likaThixo lana ekuseni babekhona nabo mama lapha kwi-upper room belindele khona lesethembiso uJesu Kristo asethembisa. Manje kumnandi ngoba bangcwele incwadi kaJuweli izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathembisa kwincwadi kaJuweli ethembisa ngaye umoya oyingcwele la ethi uma silifunda kwincwadi kaJuweli kuchapter 2 kuverse 29 siqala ku-28 lithi, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people, on all people. Lithi, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see vision. Bese ku 29 wakhona lithi, even my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi lo moya oyingcwele azange ukhethe igender, azange ukhethe iage, kodwa uNkulunkulu wathembisa ukuthi uzowuthela umoya wakhe kwizisebenzi zakhe. Manje uma umoya oyingcwele efika bangcwele, awufikelanga nje ubumnandi, kodwa ufike ngoba kuyizisebenzi zakhe. Manje kungenzeka ukuthi uyisebenzi sakhe umfana insizwa encane or ube yisebenzi sakhe uyintombi encane, but kudingeka ukuthi kuko konke umoya ongcwele abe phezu kwalo muntu uNkulunkulu amsebenzisayo. Manje itekile yemeseji yethu namhlanje ithi, the promise was fulfilled. Isethembiso sagcwaliseka njengoba sifundile bangcwele khona lapho kuzenzo chapter 1. Siphinde futhi sibuyele khona kuzenzo chapter 2 sizomfunda wonke sibone ukuthi ngalelo langa le day of Pentecost 50 days after uJesu sekevukile kwabafileyo sithola ukuthi ke manje after isikhashanyana kwaba isikhathi sani se-ascension. After 11 days kwaba isikhathi se-ascension. After sekube i-ascension uJesu useke sezulwini ke manje uthumela umoya oyingcwele kithi njengani another comforter. Manje uma sibheka kwizenzo chapter 2 simfunda from verse 1 to 13 lithi leli lizwi, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enables them. Manje siyabona ukuthi azange bazenzele lithizwe sowehlila umoya oyingcwele ehle ngomlilo wehlela phezu kwabo lithi kwababona sebekhuluma ngeyilimi ngokuholwa ngumoya oyingcwele ukuthi bakhulume kanjani. Manje kuverse 5 wakhona lithi, now they were staying in Jerusalem God fearing, now they were staying in Jerusalem God fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together, bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Masithi ke laba ngcwele, njengoba kwakuyilanga lecommemorator ilanga lePentecost, naseJerusalem ngokunjalo, kwasuka abantu ezizweni ngezizwe beyocelebrator leli langa lePentecost. Manje bona lithi izwi likaThixo lana, bezwa laba bakhona kwi-upper room kukwaqala kwaba nomsindo, babezwa beqala bekhuluma ngeyilimi umoya oyingcwele kuyiyena okhuluma through bona. Manje leli lizwi uma silibheka bangcwele lithi uma lichubeka lithi, utterly amazed, verse 7, they ask, are all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Manje bezobona sebekhuluma ngeilimi zabo. Benzwa ubani? Benzwa umoya ingcwele owayekhuluma trubona, ekhuluma ngeilimi zakhe ngoba kuzabo ngokuhlukana, ngoba babephuma emazweni ngamazwe bezele ukuzokhomemorate leli langa esikhulume ngalo. Sithi amaJuda bona bebelikhuluma ngokuthi ishavot. Manje lithi izwi kaThixo lana ba umoya ingcwele wabanikela an utterance. Kusho ukuthi umoya ingcwele wayazi ukuthi kokukhona abantu ababephuma kuphi, wenza ukuthi labo bantu imeseji bayizwe ngokuthi asebenzise laba abafundi bakaJesu ukuthi bakhona ukukhuluma ilanguage zalabo bebekhona kuloyo ndawo leyo, ukuze le meseji ifike kubo kahle ngelanguage yabo bangcwele. Manje lana lithi leli lizwi kuverse 8 wakhona, then lithi verse 8 kaZenzo chapter 2, it says, then how it is that each one of us hears them in his own native language. Verse 9, Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Pagia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of the Libya, near Syrian visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and the Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Manje siyabona ukuthi bekuyizizwe ngezizwe bangcwele. AbaseGreece bebekhona, abama-Arabhu bebekhona, abase-Afrika bebekhona, ngoba lithi zikaNkulunkulu abaseSirini. Siyamkhumbula uma sikhuluma ngendaba kaSirini ukuthi kukhona uJesu Kristu ngasikhathi ethwele isiphambano. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu lapho ukwathi make khathele kwabiza umuntu wase-Afrika eSirini ukuthi makazo mthwalisa isiphambano. Manje siyabona nala ukuthi babekhona nangelanga the day of Pentecost abaseSirini ke manje nabaseLibya. Zonke lezi zinto dawo bangcwele yindawo ezise-Afrika. Manje siyabona ukuthi umoya ingcwele wasifikela nathi abantu base-Afrika njengoba sibona izwi likaNkulunkulu likhuluma lana. Manje uma silibheka lichubeka bangcwele liyakhuluma lapha lithi verse 13, some, however, made a fun of them and said they have had too much wine. Manje lithi, labo bantu abanye bebekhona, bavele bamokha yonke lonto, bathi hayi labantu badakwe yiwayini. Siyakhumbula the very statement bangcwele, sisikhumbula lapha kwincwadi kaSamuel, uma uHana ekhulekela umntwana, lithi zikaNkulunkulu Eli wambuza ukuthi mfazi ndini udakiwe na yiwayini. Uyabona uma umoya engcwele khona bangcwele, kuba ngathi izinto zakho ngathi kwabangayazi ukusebenza komoya engcwele, kuba ngathi udakiwe. Ngani? Ngoba izinto zikaNkulunkulu azijwayeleki. Kwenzakala even nangoDavide, uma uDavide ephethe umphongolo kaNkulunkulu edansa before the Lord, egcwaliseke ngumoya oyingcwele, ejabulele ukubuyiswa kwelento, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi unkosikazi wakhe uMishali wathi hawu inkosi ingazidense kanje, waze washo uDavide wathi umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu izinto azenzayo zidelelekile. Manje nabo laba lithi zikaNkulunkulu babahleka bathi labo bantu yini badakwe yiwani na. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu isethembiso asenza esenza kwincwadi kaJuweli. Namhlanje uNkulunkulu ngaleso sikhathi wasigcwalisela leso sethembiso. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisafunda futhi izwi likaNkulunkulu kuMathewu 4, siyathola ukuthi bangcwele umoya oyingcwele make fika kithi kukhona into afika azoyenza. Kodwa before umoya oyingcwele eyenza lento kukhona izinto azozenza. Futhi umoya oyingcwele make fikile usiholele endaweni esinga understand, njengoba sibona lapha kwincwadi kaMathewu chapter 4 ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngoJesu Kristu ukuthi umoyo ingcwele lithi lapha ku Matthew chapter 4 siyabona abangcwele ku verse 1 wakhona lapho ku Matthew chapter 4 esikhuluma ngaye ukuthi umoyo ingcwele wayeloku ekhona kwasekuqalekeleni uma efika ngalelanga le Pentecost ebengafiki ngoba ebengekho wayeloku ekhona umoyo ingcwele kodwa umoyo ingcwele engekahlali phakathi kwethu ngoba siyambona njengoba sifundile lapha sifunda ku Matthew 4:1 ukuthi lithi zikwaNkuluNkulu then Jesus was led by the spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil manje lapho siyakhumbula uJesu wayengeka finokufa esiphambanweni kuyilapho wayeseqala iministry yakhe kodwa ngilana ngizama ukubonisa ukuthi umoya ongcwele ukufika kwakhe ngalelanga lePentecost kwakungasukuthi wayengekho before umoya ongcwele wayekhona kwasekuqalekeni nalapha siyabona vele nakulapha kuGenesis chapter 1 kuverse 26 la uma kudalwa umuntu wathi uNkulunkulu kuverse 26 let us make man in our image lapho uNkulunkulu wayezama ukubonisa iTrinity the God the Father the God the Son and the God the Holy Spirit njengoba makathi in our image thina siyazi ukuthi we are spirit being we have a soul we live in a body manje siyabona ukuthi umoya engcwele wayiloke khona kwakudala and futhi umoya engcwele wayiloke esebenza kwakudala manje naku Genesis chapter 11 siyafunda lapha ku verse 7 wakhona ukuthi manje kulama mabehla bayakha iBhabheli uNkulunkulu wakhuluma nomoya ongcwele wathi let us go down ekhuluma nobuthathu ebunguye ukuthi let us go down ngani ngoba kukhona into eyenzakalayo abayenzayo ekhuluma lapha eBhabheli manje ngithanda ukuthi ke uma sikhumbula leli langa njengoba besilikhumbula ngale date yangoJuni nge-8 zikaJuni sasikhumbula nje into bangcwele eyenzeka ngelanga lePentecost kodwa lokho kwakungasho ukuthi umoya engcwele wayengekho kuqala umoya engcwele uma uNkulunkulu edala the Bible tells us ukuthi uyena wayehuvara emanzini when God spoke the word umoya engcwele enza izinto to come into substance manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bengizama manje ukuchaza ukuthi simbonga uNkulunkulu ngezethembiso zakhe ngoba manje this Holy Spirit uma ifika ize lokuzongena ngaphakathi kwethu izohlala ngaphakathi kwethu uNkulunkulu uzokwenza itabernacle lakhe ngaphakathi kwethu yiko lokho lithi kwaNkulunkulu we are the temple of the Holy Spirit ngani ngoba lesa sikhathi uNkulunkulu wayekhuluma umthetho wakhe ewubhale ematsheni and abantu moyo ingcwele wayifikela abantu nje ngaleso sikhathi uma ezesetshenziswa wayengahlali ngaphakathi kwakhe manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele sithanda ukuthi simbonge uNkulunkulu ngento uNkulunkulu ayenza ngani ngoba umoya ongcwele make efikile kukhona izinto azozenza nathi yiko lokho kokuqala bangcwele akuqali ngokuthola umoya ongcwele okokuqala ukwamukela uJesu abe yinkosi nomsindisi ezimpilweni zethu ngani ngoba umoya ongcwele kahlali kumuntu wakudala ufuna umuntu ozele okwabusha njengoba noJesu uyasitshela lapha kuncwadi kaJohane ukuthi kufanelekile ukuthi umuntu azale kwabusha manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ngayo indaba yezenzo laphayana kuchapter 2 sisaqhubeka bangcwele sifunda kwindaba yezenzo ngoba this is the acts of the apostle lapho kuseqala manje kwenzeka izinto manje kuverse 7 wakhona lapho kuzenzo chapter 2 sithola ukuthi ke kuverse 7 wakhona liyasitshela leli lizwi ukuthi umoya engcwele makafika wenza izinto ezimangazayo wakhuluma ilwimi enzele ukuthi abanye abantu bezizwe zonke bafinyelele ukuzwa imeseji uNkulunkulu ayishoyo manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele kubalulekile ukuthi sibe naye umoya engcwele ngoba ngaphandle kwakhe uyabona uma sikhuluma izwi likaNkulunkulu singalikhuluma ngengqondo yethu but it won't ngeke libashintsha abantu abantu uma silikhuluma ngengqondo zethu lidinga kube umoya ongcwele okhuluma through thina ngoba uyena ongakwazi ukukwenzani ukukonvicta umuntu entweni yakhe ngayi ngamandla ethu kodwa ngaye manje ngalesikhathi sokuza kwamoya ongcwele wayezele izinto ezifana nalezo ukuthi make fikile azokwenza umsebenzi ophelele empilweni zethu ngoba uma sibheka incwadi kaLuke ekuchapter 24 siyathola ukuthi abafundi bakaJesu bangcwele bebehamba noJesu kodwa engekafu Jesu Kristu esiphambanweni babehamba naye bengenamoya ingcwele futhi bengamqondi ngoba uma sifunda laphayana kwincwadi kaLuke chapter 24 sizofunda kuverse 25 to 26 bese sijampela to 30 to 31 lithi leli lizwi Luke chapter 24 verse 25 He said to them, uJesu wathi kubo, how foolish are you and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did you not the Christ have not suffered these things and then enter into his glory? And the beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what he said in the scriptures concerning himself. Verse 31 says is over. Lithi, when he was at the table with them, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they recognized him, and he disappeared among them. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road? And open the scriptures for us. Manje kula sibona khona sesivala bangcwele ukuthi babehamba naye kodwa bengenamoya ingcwele. That is why they had to receive the Holy Spirit. Ngani ngoba bebehamba naye kodwa bengamqondi ukuthi ubani. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje simbonga uNkulunkulu ngoba naku Marko chapter 8 kuverse 29 wakhona izwi likaNkulunkulu uyal explainer sesivala bangcwele. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.